Male and Female by Reverend Martin Vanderwall. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. Mark 10, verse 6. You live in an age of great confusion. The society in which you are growing up and in which you are beginning to take your place is a very chaotic society. Everything is moving and shifting. Foundations once solid, strong, and safe are now crumbling under your feet. In the air is a sense of restlessness and anxiety. Nowhere is this more true than in matters of gender. No longer are there two choices for identifying your gender. Serious discussion is taking place in educational circles about how many separate bathrooms are needed in schools. Boys' bathrooms and girls' bathrooms are no longer enough. The same discussion is extending to locker rooms. How many different ones are to be required in a school? This confusion goes even further. Today you may be a boy. Tomorrow you may decide you are really a girl. Or today you may be a girl, but tomorrow you may decide you are really a boy. An army of psychologists, social workers, and doctors is readily available to help you change into the real you. So much confusion is there, but do not be confused by all the confusion. In all this confusion, there is a straight line. That straight line runs from society to God. This confusion is in truth, a well-organized spiritual rebellion against God and against God's divine creation ordinance. From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. This testimony of God's creation is shown in every child born. From birth, it is evident. God makes one female and another male. But man rebels against this divine order from the creation. He deliberately seeks to overthrow God's order by his own sinful confusion. This same straight line also runs from God to society. It is the line of God's judgment. Because of man's rebellion against his sovereign government shown through the things he has made, he gives them over to their depraved afflictions, affections, and in all the perversions you see in this society. Romans 1 verse 18 and following. In this confusion there is God working in his sovereign glory. Because God is sovereign over this confusion, you need not fear that it will swallow you up. Instead, see it as a sign of God's glorious righteousness, and a witness of the coming again of your Lord, to set everything straight. In all this confusion, you must know the great loss and damage that society does to itself. Such a confused, disordered society cannot be peaceful and productive. This confusion affects the faithful Church of Jesus Christ. As the peace of society is ruined, so also the Church's peace falls into danger. What is your calling in all of this confusion? How do you guard against it? How do you keep yourself safe from it? How do you promote the good order that God has ordained? How do you keep that order personally? How do you promote the church's peace? How do you keep order while living in this confused and confusing world? Receive joyfully this gift of exactly who God has made you to be. Remember His word in its application exactly to your gender. From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. If God has made you male, be thankful to Him for that gift and use that gift wisely. Keep it and develop it so that you become a godly man in the home, church, and even society. Pursue matters with single-minded aim and purpose. Explore and be eager to learn about new things. Learn to rise to challenges that are presented to you. Consider and contemplate carefully, but also be decisive in leadership. Learn to be brave and bold, but with the bravery and boldness that is through faith in Christ. Be open to criticism and apply yourself to correction. If God has made you female, be thankful to Him for that gift. Rejoice to be of the fairer and weaker sex. Prepare for a life of service to God, hopefully in marriage and the raising of children. But remain open to the possibility that He may have a single life in store for you. Enjoy relationships and thrive in them, and learn to care for others in those relationships. Learn to be gentle, mild, and sweet in your attitude toward others. enjoy both modesty and femininity in your clothing and manners. Some of you may have enormous struggles in this area of your life. What goes on in this broken world can affect God's children very deeply. This confusion may arise in your own heart and soul. But do not despair, and above all, do not think that you cannot be a child of God. He knows your struggles better than even you do, and His grace is always sufficient. Find your true peace and rest where it is only and always to be found in being redeemed by Jesus' blood. Live peaceably by that blood with the way that God has made you, even though it may mean a constant struggle. In that struggle you glorify the power of God's grace that wonderfully keeps you near Him. As you live in this calling, you are following God's creation ordinance, to be what God made you to be, either male or female. But something else happens as well. Young woman, being the female that God has made you to be, helps males to be the males that God has made them to be. Young man, being the male that God has made you to be, helps females to be the females that God has made them to be. The female needs the male to be male, and the male needs the female to be female. As each of you is what God made you to be, you help the other to be what God has made him or her to be. As you prosper and flourish in the way God has made you, you help the other to prosper and flourish in his or her way. Then you will find that the male and female need each other to be whole. Think of the profound words of 1 Corinthians 7, verse 8 through 11, where we read, "For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord." Notice how that truth comes from God's creation in the verse that follows. "For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God." The female has need of a male, just as a body needs a head. The male needs a female, just as a head needs a body. So arises the lifelong bond of marriage, the two joined together by God and made one flesh. In that kind of union, male and female will be far stronger than they could be by themselves. Together, male and female, made one flesh, will help and be helped by each other. They will strengthen each other in the work that they share, caring for church, family, and school. They also strengthen each other in the work that is given them individually. They are able to endure burdens and hardships so much better with encouragement for each other's hearts. They will be able to help each other in looking to all that is good, to pursue it together, and to thank God for it. In all this way of being male and female distinctively and clearly, you will strengthen the institution of marriage. This is the reason why from the beginning the Lord made them male and female, for the sake of marriage. Remembering who you are, male or female, single or married, and enjoying being male or female, calls attention to and glorifies God's institution of marriage. When you do this because you know that marriage is God's divine institution, you bring glory and praise to your God. As you live under God's divine creation ordinance in the world, you will also make more and more evident the light of God's grace in you. As the darkness grows deeper, so will the light of your lives shine more brightly. You will show that the order of your life's way makes you blessed and happy. You will show a true, steadfast, and enduring peace in your way, as you powerfully testify to the power of God's grace to keep you as He has made you in His grace, male and female.